Hill as home. We'll always look forward to this meeting. It's always a prophetic meeting. And we know you guys pray ahead of the meeting, so we will just relax. We know that we'll come here. The spirit will move. Hallelujah. This is one of our favorite places to minister. One of our favorite places to minister. Clap for yourself. Now, that one is for you. Clap for yourself. If you don't appreciate yourself, who will appreciate you? Praise God. And we always, you know, the first time we came here was like a prophetic launch into our traveling. And since that time, we've not recovered from the first marriage meeting we had here. We've not recovered. It has been awesome. Awesome. And we've been going all over the world since that time. God kind of just amplified what we do from that particular meeting. So Holy Hill, please clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. Hallelujah. We are going to London right from here in Abuja. Once we are done on Wednesday, Thursday, we are flying to London to continue preaching. And it's just a sign of all the wonderful things. You know, we just came in from Ghana too last week. That one too was massive. Praise God. So marriages just will not go out of fashion. As long as they're human beings, there will be marriages. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I'm sure Pastor has read the scripture in the book of Matthew where they said in the days of Noah, that as in the days of Noah, that people were being given in marriage and were marrying till the day of the flood. Till Noah entered the ark, people were still getting married. As long as they're human beings, there'll be marriage. There's something humans that just still believe in love. Even after all the breakfast you have been served, all the heartbreak, you still believe in love. You see somebody crying after heartbreak. This love thing, this love, love is a scam. Next week. She has met the love of her life. So no matter how much heartbreak we have, it's still love that we cure the heartbreak. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So there's just something about marriage. I was preaching somewhere and I told them that when the war of Ukraine and Russia was still new, you know, I told them that I'm sure as they're fighting in Russia, in Ukraine and Russia, people are still getting married. And truly, by the next week, we saw on BBC that it was a couple that got married in Ukraine, both in wearing uniform in war front. They still quickly married in case one person die. That's how powerful marriage is. That's how powerful marriage is, guys. And that's what Pastor Peter was saying. So when we're teaching marriage, we're not just having a marriage conference. For us, we see it beyond that. We're not just interested in your love life. You see, this your so-called love life, this your so-called marriage, is going to impact generations after generations. That's what we are seeing. That's what we're looking at. If you can get it right, trust me, you don't know the impact that we have on generations after now. If you marry, you get it right, and you have maybe 3 kids, 4 kids, you are sending 4 people to the world. If they too have a good picture of what marriage is, they are likely to produce after their kind. Hope you know that the normal you are carrying about is not the normal everybody's carrying about. Everybody has their own normal. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why we just say that hope your normal is normal. So you having a good marriage, you having a right marriage, goes a long way to impact how your kids will see marriage and how their own kids will see marriage. So we're looking way beyond just, you know, your love life. Praise God. And I hope you too can see it like that. That when you choose a husband for yourself, you're not only choosing a husband for yourself, you're choosing a father for your children. When you choose a wife for yourself, you're not only choosing a wife for yourself, you're choosing a mother for your children. There are people that want to choose a babe that they know they can't choose as a mother for their children. They know this is not the kind of woman I want to raise my kids, but you want to marry her because she's sexy. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? She has no values, no morals, no character. But you want to marry. There is no special character for marriage. It's your character in life that you will take into marriage. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So this is powerful. This is why I want you to get it right. Praise God. This is why I want you to get it right. And as usual, we brought a few of our books. We really like people to buy books. We like to sign books. We like to meet with people. So please, we have a few of our books here. Those of you that are new, maybe it's your first time of coming for these meetings, there are loads of them there. But there are 2 books we released since the last time we came here. One of them is titled, How to Know If He or She Really Loves You. How to Know If He or She Really What Loves You. It's very important because it's one thing for people to say they love you. It's another thing for them to really love you. Then the other book we also released since the last time we were here is titled 7 Things I Badly Want to Tell Women. All the women say amen. Amen. I've been counseling for 20-something years and These are seven things. If I could tell any woman, these are seven things I badly want to tell women. If you're a woman, please get this book. Digest it. And if you can buy for you, if you're a man, you can buy for any woman you know. Buy for your sister, your mother, your wife. It's a good book every woman should have, please. And of course, our usual A to Z of marriage, all our favorites are here. Men have the seven qualities wise men want. I want to be more deliberate about mentoring men, Pastor. I want to be more deliberate about mentoring men. You know, just something about men that they don't think they need to learn about marriage. So what's marriage? Once you make money. If you make money. See, guys, I'm passionate about you. And I've shared here before, I'm a man's man. I'm as rugged as a man as they come. Even though I can look gentle sometimes. This is 17 years of somebody working on me. Before, I was not like this. As rugged as they come. Love football. I've been carrying a pistol from secondary school. So I've been smoking weed from secondary school. I'm not smoking weed now. God, why I said it, it looks like I'm still smoking weed. No, I stopped last year. No. I stopped last year fully. Somebody saying, eh? No. That's a joke too. Some people don't get sense of humor. No. It's a joke. Please. Please, it's 2 years I stopped. You know? So I've been riding power bikes. It's hard to correct it. Honey, two and a half years and 2 years. What's the difference? Okay. So, all this was before I was saved, okay? I was carrying a pistol, smoking weed. I've been riding power bikes for years since I was, a very young guy. So I've ridden power bikes even out of the country, all that. So I'm just trying to show you, I'm a football lover. I go to Etihad Stadium. By the way, we just won the league over the weekend. For those that don't know, Manchester City, we just won the league. Congratulate me. Thank you. We don't want to be proud. I'm just trying to say that I'm as man as they come. But I discovered that, you know, for a man, it takes a while to develop emotionally enough to meet a woman's need. What happened to us is that we are very, men are straight as they come, but we went to marry a very sophisticated, complex. Sometimes, even women don't understand themselves. So how do you want to even understand somebody that doesn't even... Sometimes women don't even know, they don't even know how they feel. That's the truth. A woman doesn't even know what she wants. Somebody get what I'm saying? If I'm going to ask you this dress, am I fat? There's no right answer. You answer with sign language. Any one thing you say, will and can, you have a right to remain silent. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So it's going to take a lot for a man to actually be able to, you know, be the kind of husband he should be. And when the Bible says you are the head, you need to understand that as the head, you need to know what is going on. You need to know what you're doing. You know, being the head is not about authority, it's about responsibility. So because we don't have a lot of men coaching men, or let me say this way, the men coaching men too don't know what they're doing. So they're only passing half-baked information to the other men. So all men are still making the same mistakes. So I'm very passionate about trying to mentor men. I must have said it here before that, you know, from when women are young, they are being so emotionally developed because they are more emotional than, and that's how God wired it. Women are generally more emotional than men. So a woman is being developed emotionally from when she's young. She's playing with dolls. From as a child, she's playing with dolls, you know, she's talking to the dolls. She's developing interpersonal skills. She's talking to the doll. She's making hair for the doll. She's learning kindness, welfare. She's changing the doll's dresses. She's always sit down here, dog will go to school, dog, this kind of thing. She's walking, playing with the house that has different rooms. She's arranging those rooms. She's playing with a pot and pan. She's cooking for her family in the future. So she's developing homely skills, emotional skills, relational skills. All that while the boy is playing with gun. No emotional development whatsoever. Gun. Gun has to do with killing another human being. I wonder why people are dying with domestic violence. That's the reason. He play with gun. The only thing he knows about that human being is killing them. They're a target. If he's not playing with gun, he's playing ball. No emotional development. He's competing against another person. Ball. That's why whenever men win World Cup, you see men that don't kiss their wife at home, they're kissing trophy. They're kissing trophy. So they're not developing emotionally. Then if you see the movies that young girls are watching, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Beauty and the Beast, they're developing emotionally. Men are watching Ben 10, Voltron, you know, superhero movies. That has to do with fighting. So it takes averagely about 5 years for a willing husband, though not an unwilling one, it takes about 5 years for a willing husband to actually start becoming a good husband. About 5 years in marriage. Yeah. Most people that just got married, a rookie husband that has no good mentoring. Now, if he has a good mentoring or something before time, that can help. But if it's just a normal rugged guy, you go and marry him, he doesn't know about holding hands. If you just, as a pastor, if you start, you see those that are learning, those that are not learning. He come to church with wife, he leave his wife at the back. Wife is carrying baby back. He's just marching like soldier. He's in front. How many of you notice it? The man is in front. The woman is far, far back. Somebody you married, you are going to walk with her. You are going to hold her hand. Women like it when you hold their hand. It gives reassurance. It shows I like you. I want to be with you. You might say, I'm swinging my hand. Are you a soldier? Where were you when they were joining the army? It takes about 5 years of constant nagging sometimes for a man to begin to learn and become soft and become generous and become selfless. Begin to know that when I go and buy something I like, I should think of buying for another person. He will just get there, buy buns, only him eat it. Before he reach home and rub the oil on his hair. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I've forgotten why I started talking about this. Why did I start talking about this? Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, mentoring men, Abby. There's a reason why I want to mentor men. I forgot it now. Why did I say I want to mentor men? The book. I forgot, you know. You have made me gist, eh? I cancel the witch. Weed? No, I've passed weed, though. I've stopped it 2 years. It's smoking weed 2 years ago. Eh? Yeah. Okay, I want some. I forgot about. Okay, but it's okay. Anyway, I join. I'll continue. I'm here for 3 days. Anyway, so like I said, I really would like to mentor men because the gap is getting wider and wider. I've discovered that, you know, and men are passing information from men to men, and it's the half-baked information they have, which is that you must provide for your wife. The average man knows that, you know, that, you know, you need to make money. So every man is passing that, and all men are trying to make money. And I've been trying to tell men that it can't be all about money for women, especially the women of this generation. Now, that information is stale because of where it started. It started from a generation where women were not working. Do you understand, guys? It started from a generation where women were not working at all. So, those days, the only information men could pass was work hard, pay the bills, then you'll be a responsible man. And that was the benchmark. That was the goalpost. And they were passing this information. The only challenge is that the men are no more marrying women like the women our mothers were or our grandmothers were. Those days, the highest educated woman would probably be a class teacher. Some push further, they will be nurses. That's pretty much it. Most of us were housewives, traders. So the men just felt, if as long as I'm providing, I'm fine. But you see, the challenge is that you now, think of you men here that have daughters. Is there any man that has a daughter here? Yes, apart from Pishon, who has PV, you have daughter. How many children do you have, PV? You're thinking, you check. No, I mean with your own wife, not general ones. He was thinking, how many? It was him. I'm joking. I'm just picking on him because I like him. He's my person. All right, how many daughters do you have? I mean, one daughter. How many? You do have a daughter? Two sons. Hope they're not scattering your house. Who else has a daughter here in front? Men. You have a daughter. How old is your daughter? Two. Who else has a daughter? Good. How old is your daughter, sir? 17. Beautiful. All these men now raising their hands. Would you like your daughter to go to the best schools? Best schools, Abby? If possible, they'll do UK, right? They'll do masters in UK now. They'll do all these things, Abby? Are you training that girl to go and sit down in a man's house and be a footstool? Are you training that girl to go to that level, school, do masters in the UK, do all these things for somebody to use the fact that I'm paying rent or I'm providing to threaten her? You are raising that girl to even be able to pay her own rent. You are raising that girl to be able to run her own finances. You see the problem? It's not going to work because the men are carrying the same old syllabus to a woman we have raised differently. All of us are raising our daughters differently from our mothers. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. So marriages of the future are going to have serious crisis if we don't upgrade the men's syllabus. Because the women have upgraded their syllabus. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? This book is part of the upgrade of a woman's syllabus. We've upgraded their syllabus. Before, all they told the woman was just to marry. That's what they were preparing women for. Nobody prepared women for education. Nobody prepared women for vocation. Nobody. It's a waste of time. Generations there saw it as a waste of time to educate a woman. She's going to marry and go away anyway. Nobody wasted time with that. Just so that, go and get ready to marry. Go and learn how to cook. Go and, that's all they trained women to do. But we have trained the women differently with men that are carrying the old syllabus and paying rent. That woman that has masters, that is World Bank president, is who you want to say you are paying rent. That is MD of a bank in Nigeria, is who you want to say you are paying rent. It's not going to work, guys. We need to upgrade the syllabus for the young men coming. There's more to meeting a woman's needs than just paying her bills. Now, I know that there are still some girls, maybe out of being broke or being lazy, that give men that impression that just pay my bills. But you see, that's not the kind of woman you want to marry anyway. You want to marry a smart woman. You want to marry an independent woman. Somebody get what I'm saying? So guys, like I said, I'm really passionate about helping the men catch up. Men just think, if I just have money, listen, I've shared it here before, that 8 out of the 9 richest men in the world, as of 2 years ago that I checked, I've not checked the recent list now, but 8 out of 9 of richest men in the world are divorced. 8 out of 9. These are billionaires in dollars. So money was not the issue. Now, of course, anytime I post it or say things, some guys again will come on my timeline and say, but Pastor, those women are divorcing because when they divorce, they will get money. Listen, and that's the common, I wish I could enter men's mind. That's the common mistake men make. Men, the way you see money is not how women see money. The problem is that you see money as the highest thing in your life. You see money as a prize. Women see money as a tool. They don't see it as you see it. Women see money as a tool. That's why women see money as a tool is something you use. A prize, something you store and admire. So men like to store money. Make it and keep it. I'm rich, but I see how much in my account, man. Women don't see money like that. Women see money as a tool. What you do with a tool is what? Use it. That's why women like to spend money. Men like to make money. Men get their esteem from how much they have made. Women get their esteem from how much they have spent. Is somebody getting this? So we don't see this. That's why there are rich men that their families don't being taken care of. Because they don't take care of anybody. They don't say something. But it's hard to say a rich woman that is not taking care of people. Even women that are not even rich, all her income is going to my sister, my mother, my uncle, my niece. Women see money as a tool. So for you as a man to be thinking that the reason why those women divorce their husband is to get this divorce settlement, you are still missing the strategy. No sound, I'm not talking about a wrong girl now. I mean, no sound woman will leave family, husband, father, children, and money just to stay with only money. Oh, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Because if she marries a billionaire, she has access to billions already. She's not going to leave husband, children, and billions just to only be with billions. In the world of women, that's a lose. That's a loss. That's a loss. Nobody's going to appreciate you for that. If you go among women and say, how are you? You meet after 10 years or 20 years of secondary school. All women gather together and say, how are you? I'm a billionaire. They'll say, are you married? No. Where are your children? I can't see them. We have custody, but you hear, hey, yeah. Women, you are pitiable amongst women. It's men that gather together for 20 years after school. They are in their 40s. You meet one of your friends. Hey, guy, how far now? You don't marry, no. But what did they do? So I'm a manager in Shell. Say, my guy. You're a correct guy. You're enjoying. It's amongst men. So, men, I'm trying to download so that you can appreciate the sophisticated piece of equipment that God put on the earth called woman. She's not like you at all. Her goalposts are not your goalposts. If you can appreciate it, you know how to deal with them. They are your goalposts are not the goalposts. So you see, they divorce because they want to have settlements. You must be kidding me. No woman is going to try with family just to have money. Is she going to hug money? Will money tell her I love you? Women don't have issue with money. The average woman can always make money. That's not the issue. She can't try with family for money. A woman only takes money when love has gone. When there's no hope to get love, she say, at all, nine bad. So it's as a last resort. It's not her game plan. No woman has the game plan for beginning. I want to have money and be lonely. That's not a woman's goal. See, I wish I could help men. Men, you don't dream enough. Women are dreamers. Women want to have it all. Oh, somebody's not getting what I'm saying. It's men that are dreaming, I can have money and not have marriage. Women don't think like that. I can have wife and not have children. Women dream to have it what? Oh, I will have money. I will have husband. I will have children. I will have twins. I will have triplets. They dream all. You must understand, women live in a fantasy world. They dream everything inside. It's men that say, okay, she can be short, but she must be fine. She can be tall, but she must have... women say, you must be tall, dark, handsome, rich, holy, godly. They add everything. They have no problem. Now you they remove some. Women don't remove anything. So if you don't understand that, you think, if I make money, that's all that matters. How many of you have been to Dubai here before? Have you been to Dubai? No, seriously. This can be only the five people that have been to Dubai in this whole church. Pastor must have a next service in Dubai. Everybody go to Dubai. Even if you have not gone, you have seen pictures. Dubai is one of the finest places ever. It's one of our own best holiday spots. One of the finest places ever. The king of Dubai is divorced 5 times. Do you know how stinking rich that guy is? Do you know how stinkingly rich the king of Dubai is? Stinkingly rich. He's divorced 5 times. So if you think money is everything, nobody will divorce that man. And men will always think, but Nigerian girls, it's the girls you are following. You are following hungry girls. So why won't shawarma be oppressed? Shawarma will confuse them. Suya, 100,000 naira suya, it will confuse them. If you're marrying sensible girls that come from sensible homes, that have been well brought up, they're not going to sit down and take rubbish just because you are paying the rent. I canceled one couple. They both owned the house they stay in. They were going to separate. The guy went to rent on the house before we even finished the settlement. Is this kind of guest want to use a rent to oppress? We're saying at the college, don't go rent house. I'm not talking about in Ajegunle or in one slum. I'm talking about via Lekki. So the rent is not cheap. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's not you just vex. They were arguing, quarreling. She said, I'm tired of this. Nobody said she go book hotel. She rented house. So you think, is this your 200K? Nobody will hear what? Don't start a game that you know you can't win. Do you understand? So there's more to women than just I'm paying bills. And men, I'm not trying to put you under pressure. I'm trying to educate you that from beginning, don't start this whole business from the oppression mindset. And this is why some men marry way, way, way beneath them. Because the average man, in your psychology, you'd rather marry a girl you can use 2K to oppress instead of marrying one that you will need to keep improving forever to impress. Did you understand? The average man, in your psychology, you'd rather marry a girl you use 2K to oppress instead of marrying one you will need to keep improving forever to impress. That one that will make you improve forever is the one you need. Because she will bring out things in you that you never knew you had. Instead of this one, you want to use 2K shawarma to oppress. That's what men do. Say, hey, see where I'm doing in life. I can't go and marry these girls that are up. Those are the girls you need. Because you too can be up if you have the right woman speaking to your life. She will challenge you. She will make you step up. But instead, every guy will look for somebody that is a 2K. Will oppress. Depends on somebody that will be singing for you. With your 2K and make you comfortable with it. Because men have hero complex. You see in Ephesians 5. That was Jesus saying them that give yourself for your wife. Men have the hero complex. And it's psychologically proven, scientifically proven. However, women, let me also give you a hint too. This is why no matter where you meet a man, you must always celebrate him. If you like him and you know you want to marry him, no matter what he has or does not have, constantly make him feel like a king. This is why some men go and leave a woman they should marry and go and marry one they can oppress with 2K. Because inside every man, he wants to feel like a king. So if he's not where, see, don't use where your father is to judge where your fiancé is. When your father was that age, he wasn't what he is now. Because women paint a picture with an end point to use to judge somebody in the beginning of the race. Somebody got what I'm saying? So most women that work in a good company, their standard of how a husband should look is the MD of the company. So see his glasses like Pishon. This is kind of clean man I want. They don't they clean this one. For how many years now? Chaco, how many years have you been working on this project? 12 years of cleaning. That's what brought him here. Is somebody got what I'm saying? So most women are using whoever the top man is. Top male is wherever they go. If it's work, there isn't the top male there. If it's in their industry, there isn't the top male there. That wants him to be like as successful, as influential, as important, as well behaved. See the way he greets me. One time I greet him, good morning, sir. He said, how are you, dear? How's your day? Do you know how many soup make that voice to tick like that? That his wife was cooking. That's what she's looking at. And she comes to a good church, and she's looking at the pastor too. I want to be on my son to be like this. See the way Pishon prays. See the way Pishon is confident in the word of God. It's many years of work. Are you here, somebody? One of the major needs of a man is to be admired and respected. Are you here, somebody? So you must understand that. I'm just freestyling now. I will end or start to end by saying one of the major needs of a woman. So, in case the men are wondering, that okay, so since it's not about money. Now, I'm not saying that women don't need money. Women need money. Men, make money. You're on the right course in that one. Continue with it. Make money. However, if that's the only thing you are striving to do, you will still not succeed with a woman. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because she has other needs that money can never meet. There are about 7 major needs women have, or 7 areas you can meet their needs. And all that is tied into one word, security. I can't go into the 7 today. They're on my YouTube channel, you can get it. But all of it is tied into one word, security. So a woman's major need is security. A man's major need, women, listen. A man's major need is freedom. So you see how they are opposite. That's why they're called opposite sex. Because everything about us is opposite. A woman's major need is what? Security. A man's major need is what? Freedom. Everything a man and a woman are doing are tied to these major needs. A woman is constantly looking for security. This is why when a man proposes, now, they've been dating for 12 years, but the day the man proposes, the girl will say, ah, he's a lie. How can it be a lie? So if you are not expecting him to propose after 12 years, she said, why is she jumping and shouting? You are offering security. You are giving her what she has been waiting for. That's why she dances. She shouts. See, tomorrow, if you're a normal man, you wonder, why are they shouting? Abi, man, you know, women, hope you know to us men, that thing people do doesn't make sense. Hope you know. It makes no sense to us. The only reason why we're proposing is because you mandate us to propose. Men don't understand it. People don't they go along. We they go. We are together. That's how men see it. But for women, that's a major junction where you formally say, look, I'm giving you security. Men are the ones that hold the key to security. I get what I'm saying? So it's a big deal. And she wears the ring and she goes to her friend. She says, her friend says, what are you shouting? What are you shouting? Men have no clue what you guys are excited about. Because that's not a need for a man. Security is not a need for a man at all. The major need for a man is freedom. That's why when you see when men meet themselves at the 40s and the man is not married and he has a good job, they are seeing freedom. They say, oh, you're a free person. You are free. So men, that's the other man. He's free. He's free. Me, if I stay outside till 8 o'clock, my phone will start ringing. But you are free. 40-year-old Shell manager is free. Does somebody get what I'm saying? So a woman's major need is security. A man's major need is freedom. He wants freedom. This is why some men take long to propose and take long to marry. Because in their psyche, something is telling them that once you marry, you are no more free. You are going to lose the thing you value most. This is why it takes men long to marry. Men, most men, a lot of men are afraid of commitment. Because there I say I do. I'll be mandated to be doing. I don't want to be doing. I want to do anyhow. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Men value freedom. Women value security. This is important. It's important. Do you know even God gave man freedom? You don't treat a man without freedom. Those of you that run companies here, as the men in your company advance to become assistants, manager, assistant, whatever, or whatever manager, one of the things you must give them if you want to stay in the company is freedom. You can't micromanage a man. He will dream of going and starting his own. Because a man values freedom. Banks have started learning. That's why they use women now for MDs. Women are trying to look for freedom. Women have more instinct to nurture, not to be free. So if a woman is running your business, she's not going anywhere. If a man is running your business, the thing is expensive. Boy, I can do this thing now. My God, resume anytime you like. Oh boy, I can walk myself. Men strive for freedom. That's why men value money so much, because money spells freedom. If I have money, I can do anything I like. I can travel anywhere. Men see money as freedom. Men value freedom. A lot of men don't even know it, but that's the fact. Women want security. Men want freedom. So for those of you that are married, and those of you applying to marry, one of the gifts you must constantly give your wife and your woman is security. What does it mean? Security means you're providing that sense of, it's a sense of security. And there are 7 areas you can provide security. One of it is financial, which every man is already working on. But that's just one. The other ones are things like emotional security. Emotional security, things like you letting her know she's special, letting her know there's nobody competing with her in your life. That's why you can't be a man and you are liking women's pages and you have a girlfriend or you have a wife and you go on Instagram, you're liking girls. You have scored Odo. You know Odo? Not zero. Odo senior zero. That's going to say, you can't do that. You are making her insecure because she's thinking this is what you like and I don't have it. It means you don't like me. You're putting question mark in her heart. Don't like those pages. Don't even be looking at those pages. I'm telling you, that's what marriage is. You are deciding to make yourself available to serve another person. You can't be in a woman's life, then you're going to like, girls are shaking, you're like. Girls are naked, you're like. And you know Instagram is the person you are connected to that they know. Once they like, they go and show up. Come and see you. You don't like get paid. Don't be your boyfriend with this. They will go and show her what you like. You can't make her contest and compete for your affection with another person. Even if it's your mom, you must give her security. You can't make her compete even with your job. Make her feel like she's secondary to your work. I have work. No, you must make her time for her. Make her feel special. Give her security, emotional security. Tell her I love you. That one, see, at the beginning, it won't come natural to you, but just be saying it. You'll get used to it after a while. See, the things men need to do to make their wives happy, men see it as pretending. Listen, it will look like that at the beginning, but after a while, you'll get a hang of it. So she said, I love you, but that's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of rent. Learn to be emotionally in touch. Just say, I love you. Sometimes, just say, I love you for no reason. Sometimes, just kiss her and touch her for no reason. The only time men kiss their wife, they don't have sex. Doesn't work like that. So just hug her. Just cuddle her. Just hold her hand. You're walking sometimes. Just hold her hand. It won't come to you naturally. You get used to it. And women are mirrors. So the way you are treating a woman just determines how she begins to adapt and adjust. So some women now, they've been so bastardized in their mindset that's why they think beating is okay. Because women are mirrors. They reflect whatever. They are very adaptable. If they enter the hand of a wife beater, they will just think this is normal. All that shout up on social media about domestic violence, leave to leave. You know, leave, L-E-A-V-E, to leave, L-I-V-E. That's what they're saying. Leave to leave. Leave, they are beating you, leave. Most of those men shouting are being beaten. They have not left. But they say, other people should leave. And even though they killed somebody, and everybody is shouting, they are seeing people being beaten. Oh, Pastor, as I'm talking now in this church, if I'm going to bet, I'll bet there's somebody, there's a woman on the side of my voice here. How's mama even be here? That she's been beaten. I can't tell you, Pastor. Somebody are even single. He's even girlfriend. And he's sounding you. They are here. They are looking at me. As I'm talking to you, Pastor. They are looking at me. Both the bitter and the bitty. My people are here. My people are here. Both the bitter and the bitty. Because women get to a stage, and I'll talk about that a bit tomorrow, where they begin to adapt to whatever they see. Oh, women are just wonderful creatures. I wish I could really help men to understand. A woman can become anything in your hands if you know how to treat her. Women are so adaptable. Some women now have grown to believe that cheating is okay, it's normal. It's what they've just been, they've been seeing. So they think it's okay. I'm telling you, somebody I was counseling, say she's okay with the cheating as long as there's no emotional abuse. Say he can be cheating as long as there's no emotional abuse. I say cheating is emotional abuse. But she doesn't even see it. Women are so adaptive, men. That's why, men, you need to understand the responsibility God gave you by making you the head of the home. That's what I'm saying. This head of the home thing, if you can understand it, you won't be shouting it. You will calm down. I'm the head of the home. In his mind, he thinks he means he should give him two meat. This is what he saw from his father. I'm the head of the home. Two meat. And then time they kick chicken, the lap is my own. Nobody eat the lap. This is what he thinks head of the home means. That's what the thing head of the home means. Is your normal? Head of the home is not authority, it's responsibility. It means at the end of the day, whatever you make of that woman. You know, the Bible says, talking about Christ being head of the church, that he nourishes the church by the washing of the water by the word to present it to himself. A glorious church without spot or blemish. Men, at the end of the day, your marking script is how you present your wife, both to God and to yourself. Is she smarter now than when she came? Is she more educated now? Is she more confident now? Does she have better self-esteem? Is she richer now? Is she bolder now? Is she finer now? Does she have better dress sense? Is she happier now? That's your marking scheme. It's not I pay the rent. It's not like pay school fees. You pay school fees. No. No pay. Now me born the begin with you. Those are your pastors. Those are your, that's the list. That's not. Nobody's going to give you a word for sending your own children to school. If those are going to, you, they go first key. Before they start the armed robbery ministry. Now you, now your house, they go practice. So these things that men brag about. I really wish I could help men sometimes. I mean, don't feel I'm being hard on you. I'm just passionate. I need you to get it. There's so much God has called us to do. God wants to present that woman. Everybody should be able to look at that woman and be clapping for you. When they see her, say, wow, strong man. But for many men, their own example of strong man is that they beat their wife. Their example of strong man is that they're in the bar at 11 p.m. and their wife can't call them. That's the same. You see, this real man. You, your wife, they call you, you may come and see real man here because he has dominated her to the point that she can't talk. Among men, that's what they call strong man. You're a strong man when you present your wife. She's better than when you married her. She's better, not worse. Many women have entered some men's hand. They are worse. She was making money before she met you. Now she's a total housewife. You don't want her to make money because you're insecure. You want to be to oppress her. She can't talk. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So women like security. You must provide that for her. There are about seven areas. I've mentioned financially, which everybody's doing. There is what? Emotionally. She mustn't contest. Hiding your phone is already emotional turmoil for a woman. Guys, like I said, if I can enter your mind, then you understand. A woman already battles. See, that need of security she has is because of a challenge of insecurity she's dealing with. So she needs reassurances all the time. That's why women have selective memory. If you tell them something bad about themselves, they never forget. If you tell them something good about themselves, you must tell them every day. Because you are beautiful of last week. Doesn't help me today. But if you say you are ugly last week or last year or 10 years ago, that one will register. Man, you are seeing the complication we enter. Nobody send us. Now we carry our two legs. Enter. So she's living with insecurity. Most women are battling the fact that I'm no more as beautiful as I was when I was young. Does he still like me? These are things going on in a woman's mind. When she met me, I was young. Everything was fresh and standing. Now, gravity and global warming has started affecting. So she's worried about how she looks. I'm no more as beautiful as when she married me. After 3 kids, after 4 kids, does he still like me? Or does he like all these Instagram girls? So she's living with insecurity. It's your job to constantly tell her, look, you are still beautiful to me. I still like you. Most men are wondering, will you leave me? Will you exchange me for a newer model? You must keep assuring her that I'm here with you for life. I'm not going anywhere. You see, she needs emotional security. She needs to feel safe. When a woman feels safe, there's nothing she can't do. Especially she can't do for you. Emotional security. I don't have time to go into that in detail. There's also physical security. You can't even let people beat your wife. You can't let people insult your wife. You can't be getting married and 13 of your brothers are living with you from the first day. That's a hotel you're running. You must give her physical security. Don't let your mom harass your wife. Because many men are weak when it comes to their mom. They have mommy issues. You know, girls have daddy issues. But men have what? Mommy issues. That's why God wants a home to be a man and a woman that raises a home. Any home where it's only one woman that raises a home or only a man, that the children are not just as balanced. It's not us that made that up. It's the creator. He knew why he wanted man and woman to raise a child. Because they are what both of them will contribute. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So please, that's why you should avoid a broken home. That's why meetings like this are important. Because it's going to impact those kids. Some men have mommy issues. So they can't distinguish between the role of their mother and the role of their wife. It's confusing to them. Say, who should I support? My mother wants something, my wife wants something. The Bible is clear. Therefore, shall a man, Genesis 2, DJ, give me, I've never read one scripture today. But I'm quoting it now. I'm quoting them. So be writing scripture. Just realize scripture, be writing it. I'm just quoting it because I'm just fluent, I'm led. Genesis now, give me Genesis 2. You should know. He said, therefore, shall a man do what? Leave his father and his mother. And do what? Cleave. Do you see it? So you can't be asking me, your brother wants something, your wife, what should I do? It's clear. They say, leave. To cleave. It doesn't mean you abandon your mother. It just means in the scale of priority. And this is going to be hard for many men. I love my mommy. Or God, grow up. You are now somebody's father. Do you understand? It's a new family. You have started a new family. Your wife is your... There are people that, they say, hey, you want me to leave my family because of you. She is your family. Your mother is now your extended family or your secondary family now. Your real primary family, your real family now is your wife. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Say, you want me to leave my blood? For you, wife. Wrong mentality. It's not biblical. It might be your culture, but it's not biblical. Scripture comes before culture. God's ordinance came before your village. There were only two human beings when this scripture was written. Your village had not started here. Say, in our sight. In our side, until a woman born boy, she had not enter. Somebody get what I'm saying? The Bible comes because it's not your village that started marriage; it's God that started marriage. Oh, so let's stay with the scripture. Let's stay with the scripture. Give her security. Can't make her feel she's disposable. She's dispensable. Can't make her feel like that. Assurance. I love you. I'm committed to you. Can't be hiding your phone. You threaten her. You go and bath. Carry your phone. Put it here. Your password has password. you're already threatening her peace. See, let me tell you, a woman is constant. The way I don't have time to go into all those things today. The way her mind is working. Even she doesn't understand sometimes, her mind is active. You know, because men are in their, because you're in a woman's mind, you just think a woman's mind is like your own mind. Our minds are not alike. In fact, the way the Bible talks about 1 Thessalonians 3:7, it said, treat your wife according to knowledge because she doesn't have the same advantages that you have. That's what I'm trying to put it. You as a man, you have what they call a one-track mind. A woman has a multifaceted mind. She's constantly thinking thoughts that nobody sent her. She's worrying about what she should not be worrying about. She doesn't even have children. She's worrying about the price of school fees. She doesn't have born. Never even marry. See, the way schools are in this Abuja, I don't even know where my children... Marry first, madam. Women's minds are running. Scientists found out that most women wake up more tired than when they slept. Scientific fact. They wake up more tired. They put men in a chair. Say, sit down in one place. They found that the men's brain activity reduced drastically. They put women on the same chair. Sit down for a few minutes. Her brain activity increased drastically. She was busy wondering, why am I sitting here when I could be doing many other things? She was still going to the market and going to other things. Right? Her brain activity increased. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So she's worrying. She's thinking. You are outside by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. She's wondering, where are you? Hope you're not another woman. Because my friend Lisa told me that her husband was cheating on her. Now you're outside by 9 o'clock and she's calling you video call. You are now blocking it. You are cheating. You are cheating already. So I tell men, especially men that have committed offenses before, you must go the extra mile in showing transparency. And even if you have not committed an offense and you're a suspect, don't even wait for her to call you video call. You do the video call and say, hey, how are you? Now she has not asked you where you are. You are just reporting yourself. I'm here with Pastor Sunday and Pastor Shaka. See them. Can you greet them? Greet them. She not ask you, but you know what she they think. And you're putting her mind at ease. That's how wise men behave. Some other men say, I'm a man. I'm a strong man. You're not a strong man by dominating that woman. That's not your job. You're a strong man by building her up. I lay her fears. Because that's how her mind is wired. By the time you do that a few times, she'll get to the stage where she can't. You're building trust. You don't trust somebody because you say, trust me. That's not how they trust somebody. Say, give me your 10 million, trust me. What does that have to do with anything? You build trust over time. I get what I'm saying? So, a woman's major need. I talked about the 7 other things you can check on my YouTube. Then for the man, my men need freedom. Most men, since they were young, they've been striving to get a job, start making money, so that they can have freedom. All their life, their parents have told them what to do. They grew up, their elder brothers told them what to do. Everybody said what to their boss, tell them what to do. They dreamed that one day I'll make my own money and then I can do anything. I want to, nobody will tell me anything. Then he goes to marry. And of course, a woman wants to tell you everything. So, women, one of the gifts you must give your husband is freedom. Let him do what he wants to sometimes. Sometimes he wants to do one strange business. You have told him, I don't think it's a good idea. Now you can't give him your advice, but understand that he needs freedom. See, and women worry that if I give him freedom, this man I'm seeing, he will misbehave. Pastor, you don't know him. You don't know who I marry. This thing can work for you now. It's not for this man I marry. If you know John, you know he'll talk like this. Let me tell you guys. Giving a man freedom, at the beginning, in all fairness, most men are likely to misuse it at the beginning. I kid you not. And that's the thing about freedom. If we don't start the class, we will not graduate. So stopping us from starting the class is not going to help. You are just pushing the inevitable. In fact, it's better he starts the class when he's a younger husband than when you have 5 children. There are some things, the only way your husband will start listening to some of you is when you tell him not to do something and he goes to do it and it doesn't work. So you will now know, this is my wife. She gets sense. On a prophet. But you are dragging. Give him freedom. Many men come up with ideas. Come up with things sometimes that are stupid. Don't be the stumbling block every day on what he wants to do. He's been dreaming of this freedom. Some of you might even be small things. He wants to buy PS5. You said, do we need this now? We just gonna... Tell him, honey, which type do you want? How will your joystick be? Do you want the transparent or the colored one? Should I buy it for you? Or you want to buy it yourself? Or your point is, let me go and buy it for you. Freedom. Most young husbands are like that. They need freedom. And I tell my wife, your job is not to stop him from grooving. He has been laboring all his life for this groove. Now you want things in your job to, because a woman is thinking of security. That's why she doesn't need to spend uselessly. Remember, her own major need is security. Keep this money. Let's use it to take care of our family. We will soon have children. Children will soon go to school. That's what she's thinking. But that man needs some of that allocation of that budget. For what? Freedom. Wants to buy PS5. Wants to buy pool table. I've bought 2 pool table in the 2 houses we've lived. And rain has spoiled the 2. And we're trying to furnish our house, our new house. And the interior decorators came. I told them, I'll put pool table in the parlor. My wife said, do we need pool table? My face changed. You know how many years I've done the work? Have you seen any mansion without a pool table? Men like freedom. So many things their job. How can you buy a PS5? Yeah, boy. Yes. Yes. When we were boys, we couldn't buy the PS5. Our parents don't answer us. Now we don't make them. Make her buy my PS5. Make her buy my PS5. Women, your job is not to stop him from enjoying his life. He must not associate you with bondage. He must associate you with freedom. He wants to play. Sometimes he goes out. Don't bother him. He must come home. No, leave him. You need to first give him freedom for him to now learn how to handle freedom. Most times, people have been in bondage for a long time. When you give them freedom, they will first misbehave. It's like social media. When social media first hit Nigeria, people didn't have behavior on social media at all. It's a new thing. Somebody that they've shut his voice for years finally has a microphone. That's why when somebody posts, you come and write rubbish. We had more trolls than real human beings when social media said Nigeria. Am I correct? It took some years. Now people have discovered that this trolling thing, nothing they come out of. This fighting every day on social media. So now people are tired. It took time. But if we didn't start at all, we'll not get here. So give him freedom first. He will misbehave. I kid you not. There's likely he will misuse the freedom. He will come back late. He will spend money for something that's not important. You guys will buy nonsense. After a while, me, I was a waster. Ask my wife. When I've shared this with you here now. I was a spender, she was a saver. But she allowed me. My second motorcycle, she was the one that bought it for me. Bought it from Dubai, interestingly. She bought it for me. Big motorcycle like this. Those of you that know bikes, it's 1800cc. That's 1800cc, if you know about bikes. Massive bike. She bought it. We didn't have money. Not that we're rich. No. That was, we scrape all money available. And oh. But she didn't say, why do you need bike? You can't even afford it. You use that man. You're not serious your life. Because that's the woman thinks their job, to cut his wings. Leave him. He's like a boy that finally has his own money. Let him flex. He will grow into maturity. Men like freedom. Men like freedom. Even God gave men freedom. When he created Adam, he didn't say this is what he should name everybody. No, he said he brought all the animals to see what he will call them. And said whatever he called them, that was the name. He said that God can't name animals. But God said this man needs freedom. Don't disturb him. He said the whole garden is your own. Just be moving as you like. You see what I'm saying? And of course, Adam also misused it. Went to eat fruit, you know it. But you see, you can't train somebody and say, you must give them freedom. I can't teach you how to drive if I don't give you the car to drive. I get what I'm saying? Yes, men like freedom. One teenager that lives in my house, one day we all went out, went to carry one of the cars in the house and drove it. He didn't know how to drive, he drove it and came back. I was saying, you drove the car. My wife was saying, it's hysterical. Everyone was shouting. Me, in my heart, I was not shouting. I said, wait until I was young. Adwam. So I understand where go, men hate to be in bondage. They must stretch themselves. Are you here, somebody? I was talking to one millionaire couple that I mentored. I did their wedding about 10 years ago. So the billionaire couple. I was talking to them. And the wife was saying, this is your boy. He wants to buy Rolls Royce. He has gone to buy Rolls Royce. I said, allow him buy it. I said, he can afford it. Because men want to reward themselves for hard work. I've labored all these years. I want to buy Ferrari. No road in Nigeria where you live, oh. He doesn't care. Allow him. Men like what? Freedom. See, and I'll close by saying this. I've said that many times. When you give him freedom, he might first misuse it. But the good thing is that after a while, he will start to mature into it. And giving him freedom and removing your hand allows God to work on him. many women, their challenge is that they pray and they want to go answer the prayer. Women don't have patience because God is too slow. They say, God, you don't.